Hello. Hey.
Hi, Rob.
Ricardo. Hi, Roxanne. Hi, Ricardo. How are you?
Hi.
Great. How are
Good, and
you?
you?
Good, good. Wonderful, thank you. I'm in Nashville today.
Oh,
Oh,
nice.
yeah.
Yeah, we're babysitting for my 5-year-old.
Oh. Hi.
Nice.
And
Nice.
you guys live crazy lives.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm not gonna deny that right now.
I come in this house where my daughter and my son-in-law are, and everything is just like a whirlwind. It's just like,
Yeah. Yeah.
whoa.
Yeah.
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 And
Yeah.
we live kind of at a nice pace, you know. It's sort of a nice, smooth pace.
Yes, I remember that pace before children. Yeah.
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. Anyway,
Yeah.
And
she's
my
at
mom's
school.
actually,
Yeah,
my
Juliet's
mom's
at
flying to
school.
Nashville today.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, I
Yeah.
saw my mom and my nephew.
Yeah, because we're leaving
So.
tomorrow to Panama City Beach. My Rick's brother, who has a who lives in ten in Columbia, Tennessee,
Outside of
has
Nashville.
yeah, outside of Nashville, has a house
Oh,
in
yeah.
Panama City Beach. So the family's getting together this weekend there.
Oh, fun. Well, that's so fun.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, Panama City's nice. It's a beautiful beach.
Yes,
Yeah.
that's what I hear. We haven't been there before.
As
And
long
you'll
as it's not
love
spring break, it's nice.
Right. And the weather will actually be really nice. I mean, you know, it'll be hot, but it'll be beautiful.
Good. We're looking forward to it.
Yeah. Well, what's on your mind before we get going here?
We've fallen back. The last time we talked, we were pretty getting back on track, and we kind of have fallen back into the craziness again.
Well, there's a reason for that. We're finishing all the work in our house, and hopefully putting the house listing in next week.
Yeah, the
So
goal is to
there's been
have
a
it
lot.
listed by June 1st. So remember how we talked about how that would
Right.
change our one of the things we have to do to free up more time.
Yep.
So that's what's happening.
Good. Okay.
So I'm actually working from home today, where they're finishing up the bathroom, which is one of the few final things they have to do before we list it. But we're still keeping on track with the client appointments and all that
Oh, yeah.
stuff. Just the
Business, working on the business.
marketing has slowed down a bit.
Okay.
I did
All right.
start that list that we had, the Supernova spreadsheet. I didn't send it to you, but we started separating and updating. Haven't finished it. The spreadsheet where it's leads, from the left to right, leads, suspect, prospect, customer, and then the inception date, the assets ID'd, and then clients, inception date, assets ID'd, advocate, inception date, assets ID'd, and ambassador, inception date and assets ID'd. So that we're like probably 10%, 25% through. We still have to finish it, finalize it.
Good. And have you discovered anything, or what do you think?
Hello?
Did you discover anything from it?
Nothing new than when we started the list, you know, that we have two ambassadors that we never thought, one of them in particular, we never thought of him being an ambassador, and he's referred a lot of clients that have actually opened accounts.
It's great. It's great. One of the things that you want to learn is and teach to your clients, and you don't think about this. But I walked in, and we had, and you guys are going to be going through it with your house closing. We had to scan. We had two things going on. Whenever we give away money, we need all the officers of our foundation to sign the document and send it in, and that allows for the transfer of money. And that's a pain because we got, you know, six of us that need to sign it. And my daughter said, oh, so she just said, I'll just scan it and send it. And I, and she did it with her phone. And I was like, how the heck did you do that? And she said, oh, genius scan. I said, it's an app. And I said, really? She said, yeah, it works. And they accept it and everything. So I downloaded the Genius Scan and tried it, and it works great. So you just basically take a picture of it that scans it and sends it, and it's good for a signature. So your clients don't know that, okay? If they have any, like my computer doesn't seem to like to scan and you know, and then my printer doesn't work half the time, and it's a pain. So this is really convenient and easy. And I can do it with my phone. So what I'm thinking is, along with your agenda, you can put a technology idea for your clients every month.
Oh, what a great idea.
Isn't that a good idea?
Mm-hmm.
Because they're all going through something where they have to sign something and get it back. And nobody uses mail anymore. I mean, I've got a closing on three different contracts this month, right? I'm selling my house in Indiana. I'm buying a condo in Nashville, and I'm buying a condo for my brother. And I'm buying it with my other brother. So there's a lot of complicated stuff going on. So
wow.
this is the sort of thing that can be very helpful.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay. So you guys probably already know that and already use it, but your clients don't know it.
Mhm. No, we don't know it. And we don't use it. I just started using Apple Pay yesterday because I left my wallet at home, and I picked up the kids. So if my daughter needed a snack before soccer, and I had no money, no wallet, and Rick said, well, why don't you use Apple Pay? I'm like, what? I walked into Milam's, I uploaded the Apple Pay, I got it all, you know, updated, and I paid with my phone. I was just amazed, astonished that you can do that.
Right. It's wonderful. See, so that's what you can teach your clients, and that it's not hard, and you just kind of walk them through it, and then they do it, and they're just really grateful to you. So, anyway, that's my idea for today. Let's see, what else? Eliminating time wasters. So how's the book cleanup going?
That's been put on the back burner. What we've done is the spreadsheets, and we found that we have a lot of customers, not clients. I mean, we have a lot of clients, but we also still have a lot of customers that we need to move over to clients.
Yeah, I had a count of 73 customers, 46 clients, 4 advocates, and 1 you got 2 ambassadors, you said now.
Yeah, one is more of a COI. He's not a client. He's a COI that refers business to us all the time.
Okay. All right. So, What shall we talk about?
Rick?
See, I don't have my notes here. I'm looking through something here. Give me a second.
When the last time we talked, we made that we talked about coming up with a checklist that if you died tomorrow, is everything taken care of?
Yep.
Yes.
Family record, letter of instructions, that kind of thing.
Yes.
Look, there's no shortage of good ideas, right? We just need time to get them all done.
We need to get them implemented, which I think what we're doing now is kind of like taking a step back. It's kind of a cleaning of the book. It's taking time out of our lives right now to get the house listed and get it cleared out, but it's gonna pay dividends later on, you know, with more time.
Oh yeah, I know. Me too. I think the same is, you know, for me. I'm doing the same thing. I'm not looking forward to it, but I have to go home to Indiana and clean up the house. And once you do that, it's very cleansing, and then you have less stuff, right? And you can then concentrate on living your life rather than taking care of stuff.
Yes. Yeah. And, you know, what I said to Rick, this is our opportunity to supernova our house. I said, I kid you not, I want to take 20% of everything that's in here. 80% will either be thrown away, donated, or sold. Period. I don't want to walk out of our home moving into our new place with all of this stuff. You just accumulate stuff that clutters up your life.
And then you just have to clean it.
Exactly. And then you have to spend extra time cleaning it and moving it from the left to the right to be able to clean that area or clean that.
Right. It's true. That's why these millennials want to live so simply. Mm-hmm. I think they might be right. You know, the crazy thing is they might just be right.
Yeah.
We criticize them for not appreciating all the things that we've collected all these years. But in reality, I think they looked at us and said, look at these strange people with all these toys. They never get to use them.
Yep. They just sit here. Yeah,
right.
That's one thing I said. If you go through your closet, you go through stuff we have in the garage. I'm not talking about 1 year. I'm talking about maybe 3 years, 4 years that it hasn't even been looked at, because you keep it just in case someday, you know, you might need it. That has to go.
I know. You know what I did? I got rid of all of my tools except, I kept shovels and things like that I might want to need, but I got rid of all the things that I would mow the lawn with, you know, the the spreader and the fertilizer and the mower. And
yeah.
So I never had that. In Indianapolis, I never had a mower. I always just hired people. And
Yeah.
It saves a lot of room and time and energy and space. And pretty smart. And then you're helping some people that need the money to have a better life by hiring them, you know.
Yes.
So you're
doing
a good thing that way. So.
Well, and you also can spend your time that is much more valuable than what it takes to pay someone to cut your grass doing business.
Right. So that, you know, that made me want to continue to work and do this, right, and write books and things like that, which is, you know, much more of a legacy than, you know, having a nice looking lawn. Yeah, nice lawn.
So true. We laugh, but it's true.
Right. It's true. You know, I mean, everybody, you know, the old man that lived on the corner, he had a nice lawn. What did he do? I don't know. We never got to know him because he was always cutting his lawn. You know. I'd rather have a dinner party and get to know my neighbors and their kids and stuff like that, right?
Exactly. So that's where we are. Hopefully by our next call, let's see, we will have – when is our next call? I don't know.
Should be 2 weeks, right?
Yeah, so June 5th. So hopefully we would have just listed the house at that time.
Good. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we took the first offer. It wasn't the best, you know, we didn't, we just said, you know what, we'll take the first offer. Well, sometimes that's the best thing to do. If it's a great offer, great. If it's not, you know, because we just really didn't want to sit with it for a year and have it be an old listing, you know, and keep cutting the price and all that stuff.
That's
opportunity
true.
Cost.
Right.
Yeah. And this way, you know, I can make it up. Hopefully I can make it up pretty quick in the stock market, you know, whatever I would have maybe gotten a little more. But, it's not fun selling a house, but you get your head correct around it. Know you're a seller rather than a buyer. You go ahead and do it, you know. And your market's going to be pretty good, right? Your market's solid.
Oh, yeah. Our market is, you know, the day, what is it called, Rick? Days on market is not, you know, everything's, inventory is moving pretty quickly.
Market.
Yeah, inventory is moving pretty quickly.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Yeah.
So do you know where you want to live?
Yes. We would like to move anywhere by the Falls area, Palmetto Bay, or a little bit like South Pinecrest, not North Pinecrest, South Pinecrest. So anywhere in that perimeter, because our kids are in school at Palmetto Bay, and then our office is here. So I think it would be best, you know, it would just be one commute rather than three different points in Miami that we're traveling to daily.
Does that restrict you too much, or is that okay? I mean, is there enough houses in that market?
No, there's enough houses. Yeah. Yeah.
Have you seen anything you like?
We've seen a lot of stuff that we like, a lot of houses that we like. So we're waiting to see, you know, what happens with the house. And Rick seems to think that, you know, Rick believes that he just sent me a house today that dropped by like 70,000. That over the next 12, and I have some other friends who also, we talked to somebody else the other day, who over the next 12 months, they think it's going to drop even more. So if we don't find something right away, we may rent for a short period of time until we find a house that we, you know, we feel is a good value and we really, really like.
Yeah, it's interest rates are staying pretty low. And I think they're going to stay there.
Yeah.
So that kind of puts a floor on bonds and on houses. You know, houses can be a function of interest rates. If interest rates go up, they tend to go down and so forth.
Absolutely.
Population, I mean, think about demographics and population shift. You know, where is the population coming from? Are they moving in? Are they moving out? Is it seasonal? You know, what's going on? Did you get a big spurt and now it'll kind of level off, or are you, you know, where are you in the market? You know, in the pattern. There's a pattern of, you know, just like a chart on a stock. And in Indianapolis, it goes up and down. You know. 3% or 2% a year. It doesn't move at all. In Boca Grande, you know, the condominium, we have a house, but the condominiums down the street went up by $1 million.
Oh, my goodness.
They went from 1.8 million to 2.8 million.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
Yeah, in just one, you know, I mean, just in the last, say, 3 years. So that's kind of crazy. So I'm glad I'm not a buyer right now in our market, you know. But in Nashville, it's pretty steady and it's sort of flat. And we bought into a new building. But there's 1,000 people from AllianceBernstein moving into the building, you know, a brand new building just down the street from us. So it's, we think we'll have a pretty good market in the future.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But so, as I say, real estate is all local.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you have to know your local market, who's moving in, who's moving out, what are the schools like, people want the schools, are they moving there because of the schools, and what is the seasonal impact? Do they move in before the school season? Because schools are right now loading up, right? You need to know where your kid is going right now.
Right.
Yeah.
For next year. So I would think now would be the time when most people have already moved. And they've decided that they want to be in that school, and they've bought and they've settled, and so there'll be a period of time where, you know, especially, I don't know if you're probably in a market where people aren't seasonal. They don't have it's year round, right?
Yeah.
So you don't have.
Yeah, but the school thing comes into play. The school thing does come into play. You know, because like you said, schools get filled up and people want to be in certain school zones, certain school districts.
Right.
But as far as season or not, like houses will sell throughout the year because we don't have to worry about, you know, being snowed out.
and people move, you know, companies move into your market. And people are constantly moving into Florida because taxes are good.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So they're leaving New York and moving here.
Yeah. We also had a big influx of, and I think that has slowed down, folks moving in from overseas.
Yeah, you had huge
Venezuelans, Puerto Rican, Venezuelans, and that has kind of slowed down now.
Yeah. So I wouldn't expect to have much of a drop, but it may flatten out is more what I would say. I mean, I don't know your market, but that's what I sense. I don't see a big decline unless this trade thing just persists for a long time. If it does persist,
well,
I think we could get a slowdown.
Well, they're talking about that they may drop interest rates. The Fed may cut rates if the trade thing persists. So that'll be another that'll make mortgage rates even lower.
Yeah, which makes the price, you know, that much
higher.
That much more attractive. You can buy more house and so forth.
Right.
So I think you're in a good position to make, basically what I would say is you're in a good position to make a trade.
Yeah.
You know, you're going to be able to buy and sell without moving the market a lot. It's not a thin market.
Right.
So I think if you're going to do this, this is about as good a time as you could do it.
Right.
On both sides. You know, and you can pick up 25,000 here or there, but I wouldn't think that you're going to, you know, because you wait, you're going to, you know, it's not going to be, unless you're buying a $5 million house.
No.
I don't think you're going to make, you know, extra 100,000 by waiting or losing or whatever. I wouldn't think. I think it's more of the 25,000, 50,000 range. And that's a lot, but it may not be worth it for the inconvenience.
Right.
That would be my advice, you know. My point is I would not rent. I would find something and get settled so you can go back to work. You can make more working here than you can trying to play the timing on the market.
Right.
Okay. So, anyway. Right. Since you're paying me for my advice, I might as well give you real estate advice, too.
It's welcome.
That's funny.
All right. Well, why don't we cut it off today, let you guys go back to work, and I will we'll add a little extra to the next time when you have some time to work on this the project.
Perfect.
How would that make sense?
Perfect.
That would be perfect, yes. Thank you
perfect.
So much, Rob. And we'll have
Thank
the project so ready to go by next meeting, and I'll be sending you a copy of everything I've done that we
Excellent.
Worked on.
Okay. Terrific. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, thank you. Bye.
Bye.